Achas, again, the primary view that we find in Chazal is that such a city never was to be found, which became ensnared in this vise of idolatry of Avodah Zarah, but it represents an important model for us of how you can get a mass movement and everybody gets swept up in it. So the next two Mishnayos, which conclude the Perek, deal exactly with the phenomenon. Hakeh takeh es kol yoshvei ha'ir, it says hakeh takeh, to include hachameres v'hagamelas overes imakom l'makom hareilu matzilin osa. So if you have people who are wayfarers, they're travelers, either a caravan of donkeys or camels, so they can integrate into the city if it's, you know, let's say very close to 50-50, and you need the majority of the city to be idolatrous for it to be declared a Nir HaNidachas. So if you have these caravans, they can integrate for the purpose of saving it. So, of course, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, as my mother would say. So they could also integrate for purposes of, you know, taking the city down. But the Bartanura points out it's much more likely that they're going to save it because these people are travelers. They don't have the time to get caught up in Avodah Zarah. You know, they've got to make their deliveries. It's like the people who drive, you know, they were the ancient truckers. You know, truckers are on the clock. You know, they've got to make their runs. They can't, you know, be getting involved in various narishkeit in different places. So, hacharim usav es kol asher ba, ves behem to lefichareb mikanamru nechse sadikim shebesocha ovdin. So, the Nechasim of the righteous, the assets of the righteous that are within the city will be destroyed, but if they're outside of the city, they'll be saved. Those assets of the wicked, wherever they are, they should be destroyed. This is Mishnah Vav, that you have to have some gathering point. It's very important to make a scene of the entire affair, so we gather all of the assets of the city into a central place. If it doesn't have, like, you know, all European cities, basically. And I assume Isaac was probably this way in Cuba also, right? There are probably central squares, like in, you know, in European culture. In every town, there's a central square. In all European towns, there's a central square. That's the way that they're built. So the way ancient cities were built around a central square. Anybody who's toured Europe knows that. America, not so much, okay? But if there was no central square, so you have to build one. Imein la-rechov, osin la-rechov. Hayerchov chutzla konsinos l'tochra has to be within the walls of the city. V'saraftava esha sa'ir v'skol shlala kalil l'ashev l'kachas shlala v'lo shlal shamayim. We're not referring here to things that are hekdesh, things that belong are consecrated. Kanamru hekdesh shebayipadu trumos. We're not talking about truma biyad kohen. Truma biyad kohen that already is considered to be the mammon of the kohen, but truma biyad yisrael your kavod should rot. Ma'aser sheni v'kisvei kodesh yiganezu should be buried. Kalil l'ashem l'kacha. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Matzem Osim Din Bi'ir HaNidachas, if you're willing to bring these wicked people to justice, Malin Alicham Kilu Matzem Malin Ola Chalil Lefanai, it's as if you offered a Korban Ola. You know, you'd say, like, well, why would you be hesitant to do this? And it's very clear why. Right? The idea of destroying a city is a very major decision, right? Because even if you think the people there are rotten, you know, the idea of taking down an entire city, you know, it's economically productive, there are costs associated with it. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that you can't have an Nir HaNidachas on the boundary between Israel and a foreign country because it's so inviting foreign enemies to come in and to try to destroy Israel. It seems so inviting. They're already sort of cannibalizing themselves. So it's not such an easy decision. So if Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you can't even plant it, forget about an urban center. So that you can turn it into what they would call today a green space. So again, even as a theoretical construct, you know, sometimes we have to acknowledge that rehabilitation is no longer possible. Once you have a city that's gotten, you know, caught up in this kind of a movement, where you have over 50% of the population that's involved in Avodah Zarah, so we shouldn't imagine to ourselves that, you know, we can somehow get everybody back on track. You know, we normally maintain that view, especially when it comes to individuals. But when there's mass psychology involved, so it's very hard to turn things around. The people are willing to go along with, you know, with a lot. And you see that to this very day. Cultures and societies where there's a certain way of life, no matter how debased it is, that becomes accepted. So people take a lot of strength in the masses, no matter, you know, how corrupt, you know, it is. And again, you see that today, you see that in many, many, many ways throughout history. So the halacha maintains that once you have over half of the city that's involved in Avodah Zarah, you have to take the city down. And again, normally when it comes to individuals, we're always hopeful of the possibility of tshuva, of rehabilitation. But here, it's like, you know, a metastatic phenomenon. If you don't cut this city out, so what's going to happen is it's just going to spread from there. Sammy. Right, very good. So the city of Nineveh, they apparently were very wicked. What we know about them is not necessarily that they were involved in Avodah Zarah, though I think it's a reasonable assumption. Even though, again, when you know Yonah comes, they say we're going to do tshuva, and they cry out to God, and it becomes the model. But the main sin that Navi Yonah focuses on is the sin actually of stealing. It says, "Mina chamas asher bechapehem." So people are involved in stealing, you know, point well taken. I think you can work with that. But this kind of a culture of Avodah Zarah, I'm not sure that that's exactly the same. So again, you know, it's a very, very important idea. In practice, the majority position is that it never happened, l'haya v'lo nivra, but it reminds us that sometimes in life, you have to cut your losses. Sometimes in life, as unpleasant as it is, you have to be able to say, if we're not going to deal with this ir nidachas now, then we're going to have three or five on our hands later. That's always a hard decision to make. But that is, you know, one of the messages of the ir nidachas. Everybody have a great night.